My flag. My flag. I'm proud of that flag. That's right. I'm proud of that flag. I think that maybe if people would learn history, if they would know, I'll tell you, I suggest to you, I'm reading two books right now, rereading two books, and they're blowing my mind. I don't think a person can even begin to fathom what Yom HaTzmaut is without reading those books. And there are a few more that I'm trying to get my hands on. None is Too Many. Irving Abella. None is Too Many is the story of how the Canadian government, before, during, and after the Second World War, made certain not to rescue a single Jewish child. It's an awesome story of such profound hatred. Wouldn't take Jewish children in. And it was one of the Canadians who made the comment, none is too many. There were opportunities in 41 and 42 to save 20, 30,000 Jewish children who were being held in Vichy, France, south of France. Wouldn't lift a finger. By the way, the American government was no better. The American government, the politics of rescue by Henry Feingold, or while 6 million died by Robert Morse, the whole world was closed shut to Jews. No place where to go. You're going to tell me that when Eretz Yisrael becomes open to Klal Yisrael, that every Jew in the world has a place where to go? That's not a chesed gadol of the nation. You have to be out of your mind. Unless, of course, you don't feel the pain of millions of Jews who wanted to get here and were never able to make it. Don't feel the pain. And maybe if they would read a book called The Secret Roads by David Kimtee, where he describes one of the greatest adventures of the human spirit, the Bricha. After the Second World War, hundreds of thousands of Jews remained in the same concentration camps that they were during the war, because very few countries in the world were ready to let them in. And you know what they started doing? From as far away as the steppes of Central Asia, Jews began to walk. They were walking in the direction of the Mediterranean, to some port in the Mediterranean, because they heard that there may be boats going to Eretz Yisrael. Hundreds of thousands of people walked. They walked across the Alps. You know, we can get onto a plane, 9¾ hours. We don't appreciate it. We don't know Jewish history. We don't know Jewish history of our time. How many thousands got onto boats that were not unseaworthy? How many died at sea? Britain shut Eretz Yisrael. Shut Eretz Yisrael. 1939, when Jews needed Eretz Yisrael more than any other time in history, they locked it shut. So Jews fought their way into Eretz Yisrael. We would have had Eretz Yisrael in the 30s, 6 million Jews would have been there. Anybody who's going to go and tell me, oh, you're my Thomas, nothing happened over there. You're out of his mind. They're out of their minds. How can one not stand up and say to the British leader, look what you did for us? I'm just going to tell you something now, very briefly, because I don't have the time to go into a full extent of it. Shir that I personally heard from Rav Palm, who was the Hashira of Terebatas, Ish Tzadik Mekom Yisrael, where he discusses the idea that after every tragedy in Jewish history, there comes a period of great chesed, where the Rebbeinu Shlomo opens up the very heavens and pours kindness upon his people. He wants to rebuild his relationship with them. They suffered so much. Avinu Malkeinu wants to embrace them again. And it's a rule in Jewish history. He went through four periods in history, and then he came to our time. After the Shoah, Hakamat Medinat Yisrael was the great outpouring of Chesed. There were yeshiva about the synagogue. I spoke to them the day after the shiur. They didn't have a clue what to say. He said it with such absolute clarity. You have to know Jewish history. It's the greatest adventure of the human spirit.